This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything you want as we launch into the third hour of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the Airbnb lawsuit against the city of Santa Monica. For those of you just tuning in, Santa Monica has made life hell for people like you. Because people who are on Airbnb, as I understand it, are just average folks who want to make a little bit of extra money from an unused room in their home, or maybe the entire home if they're going away for a period of time.
And Santa Monica's not the first city in California to try things like this.
Certainly not. Not the first city anywhere.
San Diego, a while back, tried something similar, and then Airbnb actually wound up working with the city council. Not sure exactly what that means, but they did come up with something that was less bad.
Well, there was a regulation that went into place here in New Hampshire, wasn't there? Didn't that thing pass the Airbnb ordinance?
No, I think the thing here was to study it.
Okay, good, good. Hopefully that won't go anywhere then. Although I do know they did some transportation network company regulations, which are supposed to make it so that the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world have one set of rules to follow in New Hampshire rather than a patchwork of them in the various different towns. So if you're going to have regulations, it makes sense to have one set of regulations covering the entire state.
Correct.
Rather than a bunch of different ones in every single little town. So I understand the argument for that, but of course I'm still not in favor of any regulations whatsoever. We obviously still have our work cut out for us here, Daryl, with the liberty activists who've come to New Hampshire. We need a lot more. We need thousands more people.
Yes.
To move here. We need them sooner rather than later so we can have more of an effect, have more influence over the state house, and see more bad regulations avoided in the first place, have bad regulations pulled off the books, have the government actually get smaller. That can happen here if we have enough people move here. But meanwhile, you're trying to toil all by your lonesome, basically, in the state house as a lobbyist for liberty.
Yes.
You've launched LibertyLobby.xyz, which is a website where you're doing fundraising at the moment, but I presume at some point you're going to be doing some reporting there on your activities in upcoming 2017.
Correct. Coming up in about another week is when what they call legislative service request, that's the stuff that becomes legislation, that stuff starts getting filed next week. So I'll have, you know, more idea of what sorts of things I'll be able to lobby for or against in the coming year.
Now, I don't mean to suggest you're going to be toiling alone. There's a lot of liberty-minded folks that are
there
in the state house. But you're the lobbyist. You're the liberty lobbyist.
Right. So there's, you know, fair number of liberty people that are legislators.
Correct. And unlike any other state, that just doesn't happen elsewhere.
Right. And there's a lot of people that will do behind-the-scenes stuff for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Correct.
Where they, every time there's a vote coming up on the floor of either the House or the Senate, somebody's there passing out what they call the gold standard, suggesting the pro-liberty positions to vote.
Do those people have to wear the lobbyist tag? The ones that are passing out the info?
No, because they're not being paid. They're volunteers.
Ah, okay, gotcha. And you're looking to get some sort of stipend from your supporters to actually go up there? Because previously, you and I would drive up there, and it costs gas and it costs time. Because you could be making calls for Free Talk Live, and you have to take the day off.
Right. So the goal is to wind up raising about $5,000 for the year, for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to do this, you know, cost-benefit sort of calculation in my head of, do I take a day off to go testify on these two bills?
Right.
Or do I go 2 days later and testify on these three bills, even though these two bills are, you know, probably more important? And then I can just, you know,
you can
take
do it
both
all.
Days off and go and testify. Basically, every time there's a hearing on something that will either increase liberty, I'll go testify in favor. If it's something to decrease liberty, I intend to testify against and always advocate for maximum liberty.
Now, you sound like you're doing this pretty cheap. What's a typical lobbyist get paid?
You know, I haven't looked at all of the lobby filings, but the ACLU, that guy that's the lobby, the primary lobbyist for the ACLU of New Hampshire, I think he's getting a couple $1,000s a month.
Now, is that all year long? Because they're not lobbying all year, right? They're only doing it part of the year.
They're not lobbying all year. And I've not looked at every one of his filings, but I have looked at, you know, several of them because there's quarterly filings that have to happen. And I think the way he his salary, you know, comes about from the ACLU, he gets the same, you know, all year long from the ACLU of New Hampshire.
Now, are you talking about the head attorney
in
the ACLU?
Yeah.
Now, so is that separate from what he gets paid to be their head attorney or like the boss man, basically? Because he does more than just lobby, that guy.
Correct. And that I don't know.
Okay.
You know, the lobby filing, it's kind of weird. So you're only supposed to report what you're being paid for lobbyist activities.
Okay.
So one would presume that his lobby filing only includes what he's being paid for lobby-type stuff. And, of course, because he's in Concord and there are, you know, like subcommittee meetings, so he is meeting with legislators and government representatives, you know, pretty much year-round on different things. You know, that's lobbyist-type stuff because he's being paid to do so.
Well, I'm sure you'll learn more about it as you get deeper into it.
Yes.
If you want to help out Daryl, he's looking for monthly subscribers. You'll take one-time contributors
yes.
as well at libertylobby.xyz. You'll take Bitcoin.
We'll take Bitcoin.
PayPal?
You can PayPal. You can do pretty much any of the altcoins through Shapeshift.
Nice.
And then I wind up getting the Bitcoin on my end. And right now I've got recurring donations of about 13% of the monthly goal. So you break down the 5,000 by 12.
Okay.
Just over $400. I'm bringing in about 50 a month right now. And I anticipate coming up, I'll, you know, ramp up my sort of fundraising efforts and promotion once I start.
How much is
actually
coming from within New Hampshire versus without?
I would have to look.
I
do know that there is somebody in Nebraska that's making a recurring
donation. This is a way for people who are not in New Hampshire to help out what we're
yes.
doing. I mean, you know that we're doing some valuable work here. You know that the Liberty Movement here is unmatched compared to anywhere else on the globe. But if you feel like you're stuck where you are and you can't get out, and you can't physically move here to help us, then the money really helps. So, again, libertylobby.xyz. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then more coming up about the Santa Monica insanity, where they're being sued by Airbnb over some ridiculous anti-freedom ordinances that restrict people's abilities to rent out their homes to people. Go ahead. I think we got Jackie on the line in California. Jackie?
Hi.
Hi there.
Actually, what I wanted to talk about was the thing that you brought up before the Airbnb, which was about someone who had something on their lawn in California, take one, leave one.
Oh, right. Daryl mentioned that. Something that was yes. outlawed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where the city council or some code enforcer, actually, after a neighbor complained and said it was an eyesore, code enforcer came and said, yeah, you're take a thing, leave a thing, you got to shut it down, otherwise we'll
That's
fine
a pile
you $1,000. And unfortunately, the story's from March of last year, and there are no updates at all anywhere on the internet that I'm able to find.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on with that, so I could probably find out. But there's a thing called littlefreelibrary.org.
Yep, we've actually covered some of those on the show.
Well,
there's one in Key.
You guys already know about that. Okay, I just wanted to let you know that, because we have one of those in our neighborhood, and I leave books and other people take them, and it's fine. And
I think they're a wonderful idea. I mean, libraries are kind of on the way out, but that's sort of a cute mini version of one,
yeah.
and no bureaucrats are involved. It's just something that people...
For the most part, no bureaucrats are involved. We had the story where there was the 9-year-old set one up in his front yard, and the bureaucrat came by
that's
and said,
right.
you're not allowed to have a detached building in this something, something. And so
always
then,
yeah.
you know, they went and worked with the city council, and the city council crafted some kind of, you know, exemption for...
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Yep, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, keep in mind, we are talking about California, the 49th least free state in the United States. Only worse state is New York. 855 450 free. We'll tell you more about the ridiculous regulations out there in Santa Monica against people who just want to, you know, share a room. No big deal. Shouldn't be a big deal, but apparently it is. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue discussing the ridiculous laws that are prohibiting people from just simply sharing a room, sharing a house over in Santa Monica. Airbnb has launched a lawsuit against the city over these ordinances. We'll tell you more about those coming up. Plus, we'll go to Venezuela as well and see what sort of nonsense is happening there to people running businesses or trying to run businesses, trying desperately. We'll go to Sarah first, though. Sarah's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I mean, speaking of wasting our city tax dollars, here in Albuquerque, there's this CEO, his name is Rob Perry of the mayor's office, and he was getting like $90,000 per year. You know, I mean, I don't know who makes $90,000 working for the city in Albuquerque or New Mexico. And he was supposed to get like another 25% raise increase. And so the whole thing is, Mayor Perry, he has about like 15 assistants as it is. So this CEO is the new job that just popped up, just conjured up with this mayor's office in the last 8 years.
So then you're saying this mayor has assistants. He's got a bunch of assistants that do who knows what and get paid a load of money.
Well, I don't know how about that. He has like about 15 to 20 other assistants, I guess. And then I don't know how much they get paid, but the CEO is a very new position. There was no such thing as a CEO of the mayor until Mayor Barry got into office. It's a newly created office. And he was getting about like 90 to 100,000. Now he's going to get another increase. And so they're always talking about we have a budget crisis, and they want to cut the trash workers, the city bus workers. They want to cut their salary, but he's getting an increase.
Well, it's good to be in the gang. I mean, if you're high ranking in the gang, the city's really nothing more than a criminal gang. And they get their money from people through taxes, which you support, by the way, Sarah. So it sounds like you don't necessarily support the way the money is being spent, but you support the idea of the system and taxes because, well, you live off of them. You receive welfare. So you like it when they spend the money on you, but you don't like it when they spend the money on them, huh?
Well, the thing is, why is this job necessary? And you know what? It was never a job creation. There was no such thing as a CEO.
Well, it sounds like they just made one.
I'm on the city of Albuquerque's website right now, and on the About the Mayor page, they refer to the mayor as the chief executive officer of the city of Albuquerque. But, you know, that's...
Maybe he's outsourcing it.
No, that's one of those things, sort of like how the President of the United States is often referred to as the Commander-in-Chief.
Okay.
It's another title for what the person does.
It's certainly possible that Sarah got it wrong. I mean, she's called the show and has been wrong on a multitude of occasions. But
yes,
that doesn't mean that she's wrong in general about the waste of money that you typically see governments do. I mean, one of the reasons why, Sarah, they're so wasteful is because they're a monopoly. Now, are you familiar with what a monopoly is?
Oh, yeah, well, they waste money all the time.
No, that was a question. Are you familiar with what a monopoly is?
Right, well, they run every industry in that sector.
No. A monopoly is someone or a group or company that has exclusive control over something. They are the only option in the marketplace. And the government has a monopoly over coercive violence. And they use that coercive violence to give themselves monopolies in other areas as well. So they might be the only organization to provide water to your home, for instance, or some other thing that car registrations. There are certain things that only the government does. And if you go out and you try to compete with the government, then they'll send men with guns after you, and they'll put you in a cage or possibly kill you. So the government is nothing more than a criminal gang. They're ruling by the threat of violence over people. The difference, one of the differences between them and your typical criminal gang is that the government has these things called elections. And they've got courts and uniformed police. So they make it look like there's something more than just a criminal gang, but ultimately that's all that they are. So when they start doing things you don't like, there's really nothing you can do about it. If they have a bunch of bureaucrats that they hire at City Hall, and you feel like the money should have been better spent maybe, you know, on the transportation system or on the welfare system, well, sure, you can complain about it, but ultimately there's not really anything that you can do. Sure, you can try to vote in some other gang leader into the gang, but it's very unlikely that the gang leader that you vote in is going to undo all of the things that the previous gang leaders have put into place, because the government likes to have a big government.
Well, the thing is, I learned about this through David from New Albuquerque that calls in, and he called in yesterday. He announced it on the local radio show. That's how I know about it. And I think the most important thing is to expose the corruption. That's the first part.
I found the list of the mayor's staff, and there's something called the chief administrative officer.
Okay, CAO.
Yes. CAO, and that's something completely different from a CEO.
Is that like a city manager, basically? Is that the kind of the equivalent of a city manager?
That seems to be what a chief administrative office would be.
Yeah,
would be like
it.
The city manager.
But either way, there's plenty of corruption to expose. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. There's plenty of corruption to expose. I mean, look at the corruption in Santa Monica, the ridiculous rules that they're putting on average homeowners who just want to rent a room or a couch or the whole house out to, you know, people who want to stay there. I mean, this should be basic freedom of, you know, doing what you want with your business. But in lots of places, there's ridiculous rules. And one of the reasons why these ridiculous rules are created is to protect the businesses in the hotel industry.
Right. And the mayor of Albuquerque has 8 people on his staff, not 15.
Okay. But regardless, there's no doubt that there's bloat in the city of Albuquerque.
Of course. It's just not as bloated as what Sarah was saying.
Okay, that's fine. But regardless, she's right. There's corruption in the city of Albuquerque.
There's corruption in every city.
That's correct.
There's corruption in every town.
And
if you think there's not, your head is so far up your rectum, it's no wonder it's poking out your shoulders.
So I agree that you should expose corruption. If you've got evidence of corruption, you should absolutely expose it in whatever way you can. Calling a local radio station, posting it on a local blog, you know, calling the television station, calling the newspaper, doing or putting out your own newspaper, whatever it is that you can do, create a TV show on the local public access channel. There's ways to get the word out about corruption. But ultimately, as long as we still have this idea of the state sticking with us, you'll never get rid of it. You can expose it. Every now and then, one of the corrupt agents might actually go down for it. You know, they might actually get charged with something, because they've been so egregiously corrupt. Like, that happens in Illinois sometimes with the governors.
Yep. There's the joke that the prisons in Illinois have a governor's wing.
It's the only way you leave office, right? It's in handcuffs. So you can expose it, and I'm not saying don't do that, but don't expect anything to change because of the nature of the way the state works.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, you know, we talk a lot about cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live, and Daryl, you had been going to this website that had been allowing you to actually mine things in your browser.
Yes.
And I went and checked out the site today. I downloaded their app. Because there's also an app that you can download, and then you can use that to mine as well. But there are a number of cryptocurrencies, not Bitcoin, that you can actually mine without fancy graphical hardware.
Yes.
So originally with Bitcoin, I believe you could do CPU mining, but maybe I'm wrong with that. But at some point, I'm getting a thumbs up from TJ the Spy in the background. At some point, you couldn't do that anymore, and I'm not sure what it was that changed.
The hash rate.
Just because the hash rate went so high that
yes.
You couldn't even do anything with a CPU. So when you're mining these cryptocurrencies, the newer ones, you can still mine those with CPUs. In fact, some of them are designed, I believe, to be CPU mineable the entire way.
So yes.
They'll never be out of the reach of the average person. And so this website has those features. And so right now, or earlier today, I was experimenting with their program, and I was mining Monero. Now
I'm mining that right now.
Yeah, unless you have a real balls to the wall graphics card, you're still not going to get a whole lot out of this. But if you want to get into mining, these guys are making it pretty easy, and I've set up an affiliate link. So if you want to sign up, you can do that. Go to mine.lrn.fm, and you can get signed up there, download their program, and you can choose which currencies you want to mine. They'll actually allow you to You can let them decide for you based on whatever is the most valuable, or you can just choose which one you want to mine. So I chose Monero just because Monero is kind of a hot thing right now. It's
yes.
the new hot anonymous cryptocurrency. And if you do have a GPU, if you've got a nice graphics card in your computer, then this takes advantage of that as well.
Right. And if you're just doing the CPU mining, you can actually set how many cores you want to use.
That's pretty cool.
You can mine multiple currencies at the same time. There's
Ooh,
some
I haven't
of
seen
the...
that yet. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll show
it's
you
like
later.
One per core, basically? Is that how you would do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can do, you know, like two cores on one, one core on something else, one core somewhere else. And then there's some of the coins to where if you're mining one, it automatically mines another while it's mining that first one.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'll show you some tricks.
All right, cool. So, yeah, check it out. It's called MinerGate, but if you want to go through the affiliate link, I'd appreciate it. So go to mine, M-I-N-E, mine.lrn.fm. Also, mine.freetalklive.com will work, too. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah. I had seen on your website, originally I wanted to talk about this. On your website, you had published something about the Albuquerque civil forfeiture issue concerning vehicles, and you're familiar with that story, right?
You'll have to refresh my memory on that.
Remind him why he has to refresh your memory, because stuff published on freetalklive.com is submitted by users through a subreddit sort of thing.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying we talked about it on the air, too. Okay.
No, I don't know if you had talked about it on the air. I don't get to listen to the entirety of your various shows, but I did see on your website a posting about it. And actually, since you didn't talk about it, I'd like to save that for a different day and talk about something you just talked about a moment ago.
Okay.
And that Rob Perry, the CAO of Albuquerque, I refer to him as Mayor Barry, just like I called Cheney President Cheney, which is kind of seems to be the way that it is. Perry is kind of the brains of the operation, and Barry is the figurehead.
Now, the CAO, the Chief Administrative Officer, is that basically the town manager or the city manager?
I haven't read his job description, but from the things that he does, that's how I would sum it up, yes.
He's like the top boss, essentially, of the city.
Well, the mayor is technically the top boss as far as the signature goes, but Rob Perry's kind of the brains of the operation is the way I see it.
Rob Perry will be there if the mayor leaves office, right? Like, Rob Perry's going to continue as a bureaucrat until he retires, likely.
Or is replaced.
Well, as a bureaucrat, however, I think, I don't know, I haven't reviewed the contracts, but I believe that he's part of the Barry administration, therefore his job ends when Barry leaves office. That's my guess.
Oh, that's different than what we have here. If that's true, then that's very different from how it is here, where the mayor can change out and in and change out, and then the city manager stays the city manager until the city manager feels like leaving, basically, until he feels like retiring, or unless there's some sort of scandal that forces him to retire.
Exactly.
Or
I grew up in this. I'm familiar with what you're talking about, and once again, I'm just guessing because I haven't actually studied this, but I believe that he's like a cabinet position, but I could be wrong. It could be the traditional city manager model, but my gut tells me that he's like a cabinet.
So what about
member. To me it's a non-issue other than my gut tells me there's shenanigans, and as long as I'm mentioning that, let me tell you the shenanigans. Here's one fact. That Mayor Barry's assistant, Sally Maye, I used to call the mayor's office a couple times a week with helpful information about the city. And one time I had to take them to terms on one issue. And Sandy handed handed the phone over to one of the mayor's APD cops that was in the office that's there to protect him, handed the phone over to him, and the cop told me to never call the mayor's office again as a citizen. How do you like that one? And I have.
Yeah, well, they're not really accountable now, are they? I mean, they'll pretend to be like they'll pretend like they're listening, and then if you call too many times or you know you're too critical, then you don't get to call anymore.
There was a story that I covered a couple of years ago where Uber had put up on their website a thing to where people could email the City Council of Houston because right. Houston wanted to ban ride sharing after the city councilors got somewhere around 10,000 emails over a period of time. The city attorney for Houston sent Uber a cease and desist and said, do not allow people to contact us anymore through your website.
Did Uber continue?
I believe they did.
Good for them.
And yes, so much for freedom of speech to your government by a citizen and the likes of that.
What about the right to petition for redress where the Supreme Court about a decade ago said, oh, yes, you have the right to petition, but there's no obligation that anyone actually respond.
Exactly. You know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we were sued. Some of the activists were sued because we said some things to the parking enforcers that they didn't like. As we were going out and filling up parking meters that were expired, some of the words that were spoken to them were upsetting, and so they filed a lawsuit. We're still in court over that, and that's going to the Supreme Court. David, was there anything else you wanted to share about that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. You did actually make my next point. My next point was about your right to petition the government, and sending an email is petitioning your government, and phoning my mayor's office is petitioning my government. And I said, they actually threatened to arrest me if I ever called the mayor's office again.
Wow.
And another thing is when the mayor appears on the local radio station, they block me from being a caller. They invite citizens to call in and question him, except for David Olson. So
do you have access to anyone with trained ravens or carrier pigeons?
I do, and I plan to use them.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. What he's revealing there is that all of this is just an illusion. I mean, the idea that this is somehow a responsive government, that they care about what you think, it's BS. They don't care about you. All they care about is whether or not you pay them, whether or not you obey them.
As long as you pay, they don't care what you do, what you say. And I did some digging. The CAO in Albuquerque is actually appointed. It's like a cabinet position where the mayor appoints, the city council advise and consent, and then the, is like a town manager or city manager where he is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the executive branch, but it's an advise and consent.
That's crazy.
By the mayor.
Because you would think that you would actually want a long-term city manager, someone who's going to be familiar with the city, not just come in for 2 years or 4 years or whatever.
This guy's been in since 2011.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, meaning the city manager and this guy?
The CAO has been there since 2011.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking earlier about some of the cool things here in New Hampshire. Like, Daryl, you're doing the Liberty Lobby thing at libertylobby.xyz. And we mentioned that we need thousands more people who love liberty to move here. There are a couple different migrations that are active here to New Hampshire that are of a semi-organized manner. There's the Free State Project, which is pretty organized. Then there's the Shire Society, which is more decentralized. And then there's just people who just want to move here because it's more free and they want to experience that. If you love liberty, you really owe it to yourself to check out New Hampshire as a destination for you. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com and you'll get the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film that was put together by some of the activists who have moved here, including me. I was one of the co-producers of the movie. It's an hour long, and it is packed full of information on why New Hampshire is the best choice for more freedom in your lifetime. You'll instantly likely be more free in multiple ways just by moving here. But then we also have a community of really great liberty activists that are doing work that you just won't find anywhere else in the liberty movement anywhere on the globe. It's really unprecedented, and you owe it to yourself to spend an hour of your time watching this movie. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, let's talk to Rusty in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys.
Hey, Rusty.
I just wanted to give a quick kind of update after the Commander-in-Chief forum with Hillary and Trump.
No, what is this? I'm not familiar with the Commander-in-Chief Forum. What is that?
Well, basically, some veterans got together. I think the Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans hosted a forum, invited presidential candidates to participate. Hillary and Trump were the only ones who made the cut. Gary Johnson did not. Mitt Romney tweeted out that he would have liked to have seen him tonight on the forum. But it was an hour-long deal, kind of 30 minutes each candidate. Hillary and Trump kind of similar on everything. Neither one of them wants to get rid of the VA. And they're both now against the war in Iraq, or claim they were from the outgo.
Even though Hillary voted for it, I guess she's doing one of those John Kerry, I was against it before I was before it, before I was against it kind of thing.
It was a mistake is what she claimed, but it's...
Her vote was a mistake, or the invasion was a mistake, or her vote for the invasion?
She just kind of said it was a mistake and didn't elaborate too much more.
Of course not.
MSNBC was kind of in her corner and very favorable to her and kind of talked Trump a bit. But nothing really surprising. They're talking like they're both working, you know, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, of course.
Both for the same machine. And it was just kind of really disappointing. That
now, were they on the same stage? You said it was 30 minutes per candidate. Were they sharing a stage, or was it like a separate interview kind of format?
Separate interviews. I think Matt Lauer was the one who did it. But, yeah, 30 minutes, one candidate, 30 minutes, another. First question was, don't attack the other candidate. Of course, none of them abided to it.
right, because that's all they have. All they can do is talk S about the other candidate. I mean, I heard some clips from some sort, maybe it was just what you're talking about. It was just attack one person, the other person attacks the other. I mean, it's just a down and dirty campaign. And, of course, you know, there aren't any real differences between them. So, I mean, I guess that's all they can really
do. Hold on. There's a lot of differences between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. For instance, Hillary's name is Hillary Clinton, whereas Donald's name is Donald Trump.
Yep.
Hillary's a former Secretary of State and former senator.
Yep.
Donald Trump's a former donor to Hillary Clinton as a Secretary of
State. Important difference.
Senator.
He has a penis. She has a vagina, allegedly.
And
he has a toupee. She may or may not.
Right.
Both were registered Democrats once, though. Donald Trump actually was a registered Democrat. But that's a similarity, you know.
Donald Trump also, at one time, toyed around with the idea of running in the Reform Party, whereas Hillary never had any connections to the Reform Party.
Didn't Donald Trump also say he's never drank?
That's the claim.
Yeah. I bet you Hillary's had a drink.
Probably. Did you see the video where apparently she went into a coughing fit a couple days ago and she went and it looked like she was taking a sip of water and she like spit up some mucus or something?
No, I didn't see this. What?
And there's a video floating around where it claims like a reptilian gives birth on live television, but they just zoom in to where like she spits up this really nasty mucus into the cup of water. But it looks like, if you're watching, it looks like she's taking a swig of water, but she's actually spitting into the cup. Donald Trump didn't do that, so that's another difference.
Okay. Is Donald Trump a reptile, though?
I think a reptile would have better hair.
All right. Fair enough. Rusty, thanks for the update tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to
a reptile could also be better hair.
Let's go to a Trump supporter, and it's Christopher Cantwell calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire on Skype. Hey, Chris.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say you're out of your flipping minds if you think that the differences between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not dramatic. I wish, you know, it's really telling that neither one of you knew what the Commander-in-Chief Forum was. You're obviously not paying any attention to the question whatsoever. And so to try to be commentators on it shows your ignorance. You look like fools when you say that.
Oh, I'm not trying to pretend like I know anything about it, dude. I said I didn't see it. I didn't know anything about it. So why don't you tell us, give us your best Trump pitch. All right, let's hear it.
Well, I think closing the border would be one dramatic difference. Hillary Clinton wants to massively increase the number of refugees that she brings into this country right after she goes over and destabilizes theirs. Donald Trump does not want to do all the military adventurism. It's sort of been one of the things he's been hammering home the entire election. You might want to, you know, it's
so
really
worth
putting
out.
Hold on.
Though,
so
right?
When he said in Keene, New Hampshire about 9 months ago that he wanted to bomb the S out of ISIS, that was somehow code for I don't want to bomb people in the Middle East?
No, that's not what that is at all. That's we're already in the conflict, which is a conflict that was created by George W. Bush and then made worse by Barack Obama. And now the war is happening and somebody has to do something about it.
Right.
The
but you is, said he didn't want is that he military want adventurism.
Exactly. He doesn't want to go out and start these conflicts in the first place, which is it, you but would know if you were them. Paying any attention. Yes, somebody has to finish them. You can't go start wars, right?
You're and such then just a conservative walk away. Now. It's so funny.
Seriously, you're so uninformed. Go pay attention to the election before you try to comment on it, because you sound like
don't
morons.
Don't worry about it. I'll continue to insult both of them. Oh, he just hung up the phone.
Both Hillary and Donald want to increase the size, scope, and power of
they sure
the government.
Do.
That's all that matters. It doesn't matter which area.
And Gary Johnson, by the way.
True. And
it seems like it from all the things that are coming out of his mouth. I mean, he won't even use the word libertarian to describe himself, which is actually kind of a good thing, I suppose.
He uses it one time on his about.
Yeah.
Where he
on
says,
his website.
On his website, where he says, although I consider myself libertarian-minded, I weigh the cost-benefit, blah, 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 and I'm not tied down to ideological something.
Translation, I have no principles.
Exactly.
Because libertarians are supposed to have principles, one principle in particular, which is the principle of non-aggression, saying the Libertarian Party... You're supposed to sign a statement. I presume he signed this statement at some point because I presume he is a member of the Libertarian Party.
He is.
I think you have to be a member in order to get the nomination for president.
Yes.
So he signed the statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. He clearly did not understand it when he signed it and does not yet to this day understand it, or if he does understand it, has actively rejected it. Either way, he's not fit to be the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, and neither is his running mate Bill Weld, from also former Republican of Massachusetts fame.
Yes, former Republican governor of Massachusetts, who a decade ago told the New York Libertarians that he would run for governor in New York as a Libertarian without regard to what happened in the Republican primary that he was a candidate in. And when he lost the Republican primary, backed out as the Libertarian nominee because it would hurt the Republicans.
Well, you know, so far it seems like the most principled candidate in the race is Jill Stein. I mean... The lady just got an arrest warrant put out for her for doing an act of civil disobedience, I believe, correct?
Yeah. The Bismarck Tribune has a story where they say that charges were going to be filed. I saw an update when I was at the gym today that there's actually been a warrant
for her arrest.
For her arrest.
And where is this? North Dakota?
North Dakota, where there's the Dakota Indian tribes that are protesting the pipeline being built.
We haven't talked
through
about
their
this
land
yet.
Using eminent domain.
Yeah.
And she showed up, and while some people were being hassled, she spray-painted a piece of equipment. And
now, this is interesting, because technically that's probably private property that she spray-painted, right?
I'm not sure
but does
who
it matter?
Owns
even
the
if,
thing.
Even if it is private property, if it's a private company that's using eminent domain, at that point, as far as I'm concerned, it's fair game.
Right.
Because they are being empowered by the state to take private land, in this case from some Native Americans, I believe.
Yes.
We should talk about this one of these nights, because we really haven't covered it yet here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'll talk about it tomorrow.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.